This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, our Thursdays are always exceptional, and it's mainly because of this man right here.
Yes, it is.
The commissioner of the sport, Josh Pate. Josh Pate College Football Show. Catch his new episode tonight on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. Catch him on every platform that exists. He's going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee this weekend.
Good old Rocky Top.
Good old Rocky Top. And he joins us now. Pate, good morning. Thanks for hopping on, as always. I want to start with something you said in the offseason, and it created quite a stir that we can bring back because of this week. Georgia's going to Tennessee, as are you. I'm excited about this matchup. The stats don't sit in Tennessee's favor. Georgia's largely dominated this one. But you said this season, this offseason, that Tennessee Stadium was number one in college football, and that sent shockwaves, especially through the SEC, because there's some passionate diehard fan bases. For the people who haven't been out in that region or been to Tennessee for a football game, what specifically was it about Rocky Top that led them to be number one for you?
Okay, first off, happy to be with you. It's very smart that you have evolved your thinking with me into opening with a question and not allowing me to filibuster 5 minutes before we get into it. Smart, and I like it. All right, here's what it's like. It's like standing on a runway with jets in both ears. That's what it's like at Tennessee on third down. If they're good, if they're not good, there is no amount of brick and mortar and concrete and bleachers. There's no stadium in the world that can make a bad team not bad. But if they're good, and especially if like an Alabama or a Florida or a Georgia's in there, and it's a tight game, third quarter, fourth quarter, it's just unbelievable. It's the best environment I've ever been a part of. And I've been to all of them, and those people that, you know, created the firestorm pushed back on me left and right, those people, I came to find, have not been to all the stadiums. It's just that they've been to theirs, and they think theirs is the best, which is okay, but most of them are wrong, but that's still okay. But I've been there the last two times when they played Bama. So I've been there at Neyland Stadium's very best. And Neyland Stadium at its best has been louder than any place I've ever been in my life.
Now that we're starting on this game, I do want to ask about it because you probably know the history better than I do. I feel like Georgia's got a hell of a run here going against the Volunteers, where Tennessee's nipped Alabama a couple of times, but usually then that follow-up game against Georgia does not go their way. So is this the year that maybe it changes? And then what am I to make of Gunnar Stockton needing 34 pass attempts against Austin Peay to throw for 227 yards? Is that a look-ahead spot? We got a big one on the horizon. Is that a, here's Josh Pate being right about the concerns maybe about Georgia's offense? What do we make of this matchup, and how long has this run been going on for Georgia?
I know you guys. I don't want to judge you. Were you glued to the Georgia Austin Peay game?
We were not glued
not
to that
all,
game.
No.
Not quite
not
in any way. I'll be honest with you.
Neither were most of their players. So there was one of those. There was one of those weird, like 3-hour weather delay things. Yeah. Clemson Troy was the same way. Anyway, I'm not making excuses. I'm just making excuses. So, you pointed out something about Gunnar Stockton there. Gunnar Stockton's going on the road for the first time as the starting quarterback of Georgia, and they have what should be a pretty good matchup advantage, and that is their receiving core, which is completely overhauled, against Tennessee's secondary. Problem is, if you don't have the ability to execute on the matchup advantage, it doesn't really matter in the outcome of the game. And I question whether they can execute on it. I think most Georgia fans are questioning whether they can execute on it. If they can, this is pretty fundamental, and they'll go and they'll win. On the other side, this game last year down in Athens, I stood on the field for it. I went to this one last year. It was one of the hardest-hitting games I saw all year. Two big misnomers about Tennessee. They're not a physical program. They're an extremely physical program. And the second one is, they're a pinball offense, kind of, you know, high-flying, high-octane. They run the ball as good as anyone. They run it 2,500 yards like clockwork every year, and they will run it again. This game last year, though, and this game for several years, there's been one glaring difference. Georgia has been able to push the ball down the field, and Tennessee hasn't. Last year, Carson Beck has the game of his season, and Georgia has an 11-1 advantage on pass plays of 15-plus yards. So Tennessee, Georgia's so good at compressing the field against them. So enter Joey Aguilar, the quarterback on the other side. He's looked incredible so far, not against competition, the level of Georgia, though. He's looked incredible so far. If you just tell me he is that guy, he really fits this well in Heupel's system, well, then Tennessee will win this game Saturday. Because I'm very, very much on the seesaw here where one decided edge or one even decided executable advantage on either side is enough to tip it. My philosophy on these sorts of games is I'm going to make the team that hasn't won for the past 8 years or 13 of the past 15 prove me wrong by winning, instead of bet against Kirby Smart and he proves me wrong by winning. So I leaned Georgia to win, but it's not strong. I mean, there are plenty of paths for a Tennessee victory here.
Josh Pate is our guest. He joins us every Thursday around 7:40. You can give him a follow on Twitter if you're not already, at Josh Pate CFB. And we all know that you're watching his college football show, Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. It is free, as he mentions every week, to just hit the like button and subscribe to catch every episode. New episode is dropping tonight. Look, there's a promo playing on our commercial breaks about our show. We do this for all shows locally, and one of them is us talking to you. And it's me saying, I got Dabo and Clemson in the title game. And it's you going, well, that's mighty bold. And right now, it doesn't feel great to hear that in my own car. I know it's a big opportunity for Brent Keyes and Georgia Tech, and I know you're really high on them to maybe get to an ACC title game. As big as that is for that program, because Georgia Tech's not known for this, I kind of feel like it's a huge one for Dabo. They did not look the part at all last week against Troy, and I know there was a weather delay, but they struggled out the gate in that one. They lost at home. It's a big opportunity for Georgia Tech, but I feel like it's a massive one for Dabo because this felt like maybe a little bit of a redemption year season for him to say, no, I can still do this with all of this returning talent.
Yeah, make no mistake, it wasn't weather. There are legitimate issues with Clemson. That sounds a little hypocritical because I used the weather to excuse away Georgia's performance. Well, I'm just telling you, Clemson has serious issues right now. It's early in the season. It is college football. Some team turns it around every year. Maybe they will. But they have scored 10 points and 27 points, respectively, first 2 weeks against LSU at home and Troy at home. And they're going on the road here, and they cannot run the ball right now. And that is causing them to have critical imbalance and lack of ability to push it down the field in their passing game as well. One of their best receivers has been questionable. I still don't know if he's going to play Saturday. The problem, really, what I'm spelling out is, I don't know what their offensive identity is. I don't know that they know it. And you're playing one of the teams in your conference that is most in touch with its identity in Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech probably rested Haynes King last week at quarterback to get him ready for this game. And you know, here's another one of those matchup advantages, and the big question is, can you take advantage of it? Clemson should have a matchup advantage against Georgia Tech secondary. I don't know if they can take advantage of it. And if they can't, then my pick is Georgia Tech to win the game. To be very clear, I think Georgia Tech is going to win the game outright. I think they're the better team right now. I don't care that they're an underdog. I think they're the better team right now. I have loved this spot for them since April. I have circled it since April, and I think they're going to get the job done. This is not foreign territory for them either. They took Georgia to, what was it, 6 or 7 overtimes last year in Athens. They beat Miami last year. They have played big games at a very high level, and I think they're not going to be overwhelmed by any physicality or anything like that. I think Clemson's shot, if they turn this game, and I think it's going to be a dogfight, I think their shot is defense forcing turnovers, because Georgia Tech has had problems with turnovers in the first couple of weeks. But outside of that, if this game's played straight up, if you told me I'm getting an even turnover game, I really like Georgia Tech's chances to win the game outright.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to see Dabo go down twice in the first 3 weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't know how many times in the history of the show, Pate, that you've gone full Babe Ruth and called your shot on the Sarah McLachlan special, but that happened last week. I think it was Thursday's show. There was a, you know, this one, sometimes you see it coming, sometimes it comes out of nowhere. This one we see coming, and then a 69-3 of Oregon over Oklahoma State happens at Autzen, and now all of a sudden the JP poll's got him number two. I got Joel Klatt out here saying they're going to, you know, can win a national championship. A lot of rat poison out there right now, Pate, from my Ducks. What'd you make of the 69ing of the Cowboys and the rise in the JP poll?
Just ask me the question again. I just want to hear the words come out of your mouth one more time.
I don't want to say it. No comment. No comment
on
my
side. You know what, Pate? You be careful. I'll follow up with, hey, what's happening with Billy Napier right now? You know what I mean?
Please don't. All right, never mind. Let me answer. This is where the filibuster happens. Yeah. That was sad.
That was sad. Yeah.
You know, sometimes elephant mothers reject their newborn. And the newborn elephant, it's really, really terrible. I got shown one of these videos the other day. The baby elephant just cries because it's been rejected. And that's a really, really sad thing. And, well, you think it's sad until you watch the Oklahoma State-Oregon game. Then you know sadness. Then you know misery. Then you know just looking and saying, bless their hearts. Like, that, those are someone's kids. But those are their parents watching their kids go through Dan Lanning doing that to their young. Terrible. Just horrible. It I don't know how to describe it. You know, Oklahoma State's got to play 10 more football games this year, by the way. So they're gonna make them gird up their loins and take the field again this Saturday. I can't even remember against who. Oregon's good. Here's the problem. Games like that get you so out of whack, you don't even know how good someone is. Because if a team's dead, like if a team is completely dead on arrival, there's no limit to how bad you can make it look against them. So that could be what we saw last week. They could have scored 59, 69, 109, like whatever. They could have scored. They could have shut it down and scored 38, and it would all be the same to me. Like there's only so much water you can put in a glass, and then you keep pouring and pouring and pouring, but there's the same amount of water in the glass. The rest of it's just overflow, and that's kind of how I feel when those games get run up like that. Like, Bama beat ULM 73-0 last week. Okay, well, the Florida State game still happened, so I don't really know. Well, with Oregon, I don't know until they go play Penn State. I don't really know. That's kind of – it's early college football. That's what we say about so many teams. I'll tell you what I think I know. I think I know Dante Moore is really slept on nationally right now because he wasn't atop everyone's Heisman board in the preseason. If Dante Moore was thought of the way Arch was thought of in the preseason, Dante Moore would be plastered across every front page and every headline because his performance so far would have validated a lot of people's preseason expectations. But since a lot of people's preseason predictions didn't revolve around him, he's still somehow kind of lurking in the shadows, which is crazy because I've just been gobbling up Heisman tickets on him left and right. So I'm looking forward to them. It's still a couple of weeks away, I know, but I'm looking forward to them going to Happy Valley because you're going to have the nation watch Oregon for the first time, and we've already been sitting here for like a month saying, no, guys, yeah, they're really good. And I know the last time you watched them was in the Rose Bowl, basically, but – no, they're still good. Still got a solid quality program out there.
They release a video every week after they get a win, and it's basically an inside look of their build-up into a game. They released it for Oklahoma State, so many people wanted to see it. He dropped one of these right before they took the field. So, like, he's got the ultimate cachet for people of pregame speeches, and he says, it's about to cowboy up. You're going to talk that ass. Let's go whoop their ass and be the bowl. I'm just curious, man. You're down in the South. You visit all of these universities. You meet people, and you don't even mention it. When was the first time you met Dan Lanning? And what was your initial takeaway of, oh, this dude's different, or is it something that has just kind of evolved as you've watched him grow through the assistant ranks and now seen him kind of take a hold of this new age of college football?
I think I met Dan when he was at Georgia. I believe that would have been the first time. Lanning fits. He fit really well in the South. And I think, look, I think of Oregon as an SEC program. People may or may not like to hear that. Ohio State and Oregon are basically SEC programs, meaning the intensity day-to-day in those places really matches the likes of which you experience when you walk into Georgia or Alabama or whatever. SEC coaches, like those kinds of coaches, every now and then, like you could be talking to Dan, and he's ultra intense. You could be talking about golf, and he'd be intense. And every now and then you'll just ask those guys a question and they'll just be gritting their teeth and staring straight through you. And there'll be 5 seconds of pregnant pause. And you're like, Dan, did you hear me? And, oh, sorry, I'm just locked in. And it's like watching a guy who has PTSD, except it's not PTSD. It's just something competitively about those guys that's wired different. But I met him back at Georgia and you kind of knew even at that point, there's an it factor. And you know it early. Like if you're blessed enough like me to be around all of these guys, you can pick it apart. You know when someone does and doesn't have it. You can tell when someone or an agent, the job kind of market is trying to pretend a guy has the it factor and he doesn't. And then there's another guy, you can't hide it. It bleeds through even if you try and cover it up. Dan Lanning's the latter. He's got it. And I think that he's probably not in that conversation. He will be until he wins a national title where this whole dumb, what has he won? You know, because if you've never won a national title, you've never won anything. The only way to validate your existence as a coach and as a human is to win a national championship. Well, that's dumb. Lanning has what? I think he's got another 13 years to go in his age before he's as old as Saban was when he won his first title. Just to give you an idea of the timeline we're working with here, and Saban ended up winning 7 of them. So I think the world of him, but I also think they're in a beautiful spot in that they probably have their most talented roster they've had and still have a ton to prove. So there's no threat of complacency or anything like that.
Good stuff, man. Every Thursday at 7:40, we get him for an extended period of time. He is a great friend of the program. We're very happy for all the growth he's had in his own show and in his career. He's great. He's the commissioner of the sport, Josh Pate, College Football Show on YouTube. You'll catch him on Bussin' with the Boys, catch him on ESPN, FanDuel, you name it. He's going to be on there on Twitter, at Josh Pate.
CFB. The Ramen Noodle Express is always fun on the Friday night lines. I love that. The Instagram stories are great. I was very happy for you. I know you've taken probably a million pictures with people. Has to be still kind of crazy to be screamed at from a crowd and go sign the Chalai
of Supremacy,
yes, for a fan. That's like a that's got to be a cool moment for you still. So it's really fun to kind of watch all of this stuff. And the Ducks plus 4.5 at Penn State is a line that exists right now if you want to scoop that one up.
Hey, so is Oregon State plus 22.5 at Texas Tech this weekend. Ooh, don't forget about that.
Damn right, brother. We're taking it. Go Bees. 0-2 to 1-2. Let's go. There we go. Good. Josh Pate on Twitter at JoshPateCFB. We'll talk to you next week, Pate.
All right. See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.